Mother, it is harvest time. I know what the law says. The harvesters will leave grain for us widows. Let me go find someone who will let me stay and glean in his field.
It is not easy work, but go ahead, my daughter. We need to eat.
Ruth ended up in the field of Boaz, a relative of Elimelech. She worked throughout the day. Boaz arrived and was greeting the harvesters.
The Lord be with you.
The Lord bless you.
What a great harvest the Lord has given us this year. Are you leaving grain for our neighbors?
Of course, sir. There are plenty of gleaners today.
Who is that woman? I haven't seen her before.
She is the Moabite Ruth, who came back with Naomi. She has been working diligently all day.
Boaz went over to Ruth.
Greetings. Welcome to my field. Be sure to stay here to glean. You'll be safe here. If you're thirsty, just help yourself to those water jars over there.
Sir, why are you being so kind to me, a foreigner?
Ruth, your reputation precedes you. I have heard of your kindness to Naomi and your desire to follow the God of Israel. May the Lord repay you for all that you have done.
Thank you, sir. You have been so kind to your servant.
Ruth, would you like to eat with me at lunchtime?
Why, thank you.
I'll see you then. Meet by the water jars.
After lunch, Boaz had some special instructions for his men.
When Ruth is gleaning, leave some extra heads of grain for her. Don't stop her from taking all she wants, but do not tell her I told you to do this.
Yes, sir.
At the end of the day, Ruth returned home with a lot of grain.
Ruth, you must be so tired. Come sit down. Oh, my, look at all that grain.
Oh, Mother, I had the most wonderful day. The owner of this field was so kind to me, and everyone took so care of me so well. Just look at all this food.
I can't believe it. Who is the owner of this field?
His name was Boaz.
Praise be to God. He hasn't forgotten about us. Boaz is a close relative of ours. Ruth, I know that God will look after us. You just wait and see.